gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Tippi Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jocelyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet
Boys. Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Cooking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call that number, you'll speak with Sydney and she'll put you on the air with us. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Devin Leach.
Thank you, Devin. And brought to you by VitaCraft. There's no better way to bond with your cats than with the special treat, and Lick and Lap by VitaCraft is the way to go. My cats absolutely love Lick and Lap. And you can find it at VitaCraft.us, you can find it in pet stores, or at Walmart.com. Good pets foods, natural supplements, and treats that your dog will love. Enter the promo code PETS in the box, and you'll save 10% at GoodPetsFoods.com. Don't forget, Life Boost Coffee is back, and if you visit LifeBoostCoffee.com/pets, you'll get 58% off your first order. That's amazing, and you're going to love the coffee. And don't forget to join me in Costa Rica. We want to see you out there. You can go on the trip with me in October, 800-581-8942, booking number 1299-885. This is Talkin' Pets.
I just woke up from a dream. You and I had to say goodbye. And I don't know what it all means. But since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I follow. Nobody's promised tomorrow. So I'm gonna love you every night like it's the last night. Like it's the last night. If the
appropriate song. That is actually the song from a new movie that's out, and you can watch it in the theater or on Prime. It is Yours. It's a new movie with Will Ferrell, and if you want to check it out, you can definitely find it at You're Cordially Invited. And if you got a wedding coming up, you're going to love the movie. Or maybe you won't. And hopefully your wedding doesn't end up like theirs. But
oh my gosh.
It's a comedy. It's by Will Ferrell and Reese Witherspoon are in it. And you can check it out on Prime if you also are part of Prime. So check it out there or in the theaters. But if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, your top five movies as of last week were...
what he's asking us, but I assure you we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the fun. Hope I don't have to pee for the movie's done. Floor's always so sticky, what the heck? Stuck in this hall of sadness and my shoes are all checked. I always make it to my seat with time to spare. Nobody in front of me better have long hair. Chris Reed, Mark Simpson, your hair's legit, but somewhere in the back is where you're gonna need to sit.
We're going to the movies. We're going to the movies.
popcorn, candy, soda, no doubt. I love pieces, truly. We're going to.
Can't remember those words. But if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, number one out there at the box office right now is Flight Risk. It made $15 million in its opening week. I've heard some bad things about it. Heard it's not that great. Matter of fact, a friend was walking out of the theater when I was there for your cordially invited, and he just saw Flight Risk, and he was like,
didn't like it.
He said it was okay. But, so, I heard it's getting, like, they didn't even let us screen it, so.
Who's in it?
Marky Mark. Oh. Mark Wahlberg.
Why does it look like Denzel? No, oh, okay.
And also, Mufasa, The Lion King. Boy, that's hanging on. I mean, that's like your sleeper movie out there. It did really bad in its opening. But now, $223 million in 6 weeks, it's really jumped up. It's a good movie. I enjoyed it a lot. One of Them Days, it's funny. Kiki Palmer's in it. Kiki, if you're listening right now, I love you. I love Kiki Palmer.
She's so cute.
She is. And SZA is the other one in the movie. And it made $28 million in 2 weeks. It's cute. It's funny. It's not great, but it is what it is. Number four, Sonic the Hedgehog 3. People love these Sonic movies. $227 million. In 6 weeks, and that's a hedgehog. Doesn't look like one. And number five, still in the top five, Moana 2. $451 million in 9 weeks. That's amazing.
Wow.
That's a lot of money. So, did you go see Wicked?
No.
No? It's good. And they're already talking about the next one. And I heard the next one's going to be a lot better than the first one.
Okay.
So, but the next one I heard is going to be filmed in Emerald City. And there's going to be a lot of things going on in Emerald City. So, I'm curious. I'm looking forward to it.
Maybe I can audition as one of the Munchkins.
You're not that short. Actually, that was one of my things with the first Wicked movie. I was like, the Munchkin Land looked like kind of big compared to Ariana Grande. I mean, she looked like a Munchkin.
She's tiny.
Yeah, she is.
I don't think she's like 5 foot or shorter.
If she's 5 foot. Yeah. She was tiny. But great movie, though. I enjoyed it a lot. But those are your top five movies. You can also read my movie reviews at TalkinPets.com. Click on movie reviews. Or if you're part of our Facebook, at Talkin' Pets Radio, I post them on there now. So either way, you can get them on the website or on Facebook. But we invite you to join us right now. Jasmine's in the house. JasmineTheDogTrainer.com if you want to check her out after the show. And you got videos on there too, right?
I do.
Dog training videos, that is.
Yeah, I have my YouTube is linked to my website. Devin. So you can book Zoom sessions for my website, and you can also get to my YouTube channel, which has dog training videos.
Did you hear that, Ed? She's got videos on the internet.
Goodness gracious, John.
No dog videos. Where's your mind at? But, everybody needs, and a lot of people, don't they think when they go to get a puppy, or even if they adopt an older dog, it's like, here's your new home, and that's it.
Right.
And then they wonder why there's terror in the house as the puppy's growing up.
Yeah, the puppy has no sense of direction unless we give it to them.
That's the same thing with cats. I totally tell people, put the kitten or the cat in the area of the litter box for at least 1 or 2 days. This way they know where it's at, and then span out the environment. Like if it's in the living room, you can close it off and then eventually open it all up just to make sure that kitty's using the litter box and everything. And I like to, even if there's one kitten or one cat, I do like to try like two different litters. Because cats are finicky.
They might prefer one or the other, yeah.
And this way you know what to stick with and what they're using. If they're using both, then hey, that's up to you. And I guess that's what Kitty's saying. But if you have a dog in the house, though, the worst thing you can do is bring it in. It's like letting a two-year-old that's walking around the house saying, I'm not going to keep
my
eye on you.
And then they're like, hey, I'm going to work for 8 hours. I'll be back later.
Exactly. Meanwhile, the crock pot's on the counter and it's cooking the dinner for the night. And all of a sudden, Junior is able to somehow get up there. And yeah, it's a disaster waiting to happen. So you want to make sure you train them. So what's your advice as Jasmine the dog trainer when they first bring that pet, that dog home?
You want to show them where you want them to go potty, make a consistent routine. And I highly recommend crate training or confining the puppy in a small area that is puppy safe. So if it's a smaller dog that we don't have to worry about hopping over one of the little playpens, then you could use that in an area where they don't have access to your baseboards, your walls. They can't destroy a rug on the floor that's under it. All of those things you've got to take into consideration. You need to make sure that you're not giving them too much space, because the more space they have, the more likely they are to potty in the area that they are sleeping in.
Well, pick up the phone and give us a call. We want to talk to you about your pets. If you got a pet question, 818-818-6401. If you got something that your animal did and you want to put it out on a national air, give us a call. Or if you got a comment or a story, we're open to that as well. 818-818-6401. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
I'm Devin Leach.
Don't forget, come to Costa Rica with me. It's going to be my first time, so I guess it'll be your first time as well. 800-581-8942. Costa Rica. Talking Pets. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkinpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
Attention pet lovers. Try Gresca's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Gresca's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, Give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at C60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-6040.
Neighborhood residents of Mount Greenwood area of Chicago were horrified last week when a group of teenagers viciously beat a coyote pup to death. According to sources, three teens kicked and stomped the young coyote until the animal died. The disturbing incident happened at the block of South Sacramento Avenue, as reported by WGN-TV. They heard the commotion outside and confronted the teens. One of the teens said, "Sorry," before they all drove away in a dark-colored truck. Kabasi said the slain coyote was part of the family who had been living in the neighborhood for a couple of weeks, he said. They were super friendly and not bothering anyone, adding, "This is some Jeffrey Dahmer type stuff. You start murdering animals, what's next?" The authorities collected the coyote's body and opened an investigation. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook. At Talking Pets Radio, I'm Devin Leach.
So this is game time. If you can identify this creature's voice, we're talking voice, the noise that it makes when it talks, you got a choice. You can go with from Good Pets Foods, Daily Probiotic, Hip and Joint Plus, and Daily Multivitamin. It's a three-pack. You can go with Vitacraft, Lick and Lap Snack, or the Purr Sticks, which Jasmine is feeding my cat right now.
I'm making her sit for them.
She will. She loves everything about them. You can go with a dog book that we have, or a cat book, or you can go with the new book that just came out from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Laughter is Always the Best Medicine. Ain't that the truth? You can go with the collapsible water bowl, where we have the lime green today. Also, we have from Fashion Jewelry, and it's lead-free, is a cute green frog. If you like frogs...
That is cute.
It's cute. You can go with that as well. And those are your choices. Oh, or a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. It's a reptile music CD. And he's got a new one coming out in March. But those are your choices you can go with. If you can identify this creature that I am going to play the sound for you, and then if you know what it is, call in at 818-818-6401. And you can be a winner. But this is what it sounds like. What creature makes that sound? I will tell you, they play and sleep together and communicate using high-frequency sounds that humans can't hear without special instruments. They have even been recorded singing, like birds, at ultrasonic frequencies. Without companionship, they can become lonely, anxious, depressed, and stressed. What creature makes that sound?
My guess is it's a snake.
Nope. 818-818-6401. Take a shot at it. You could be a winner, and then you can pick out something of your choice. And we do already know, thanks to Jasmine, that it's not a snake.
I'm just thinking of the video that I'm a snake.
Right. I think I saw that video.
Yeah.
I'm a snake.
That's Jasmine's fans. I'm a snake.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's not a snake, but it is a very familiar little creature. Very familiar little creature. What is it? 818-818-6401. If you know what that is, and based on the information I gave you on what you might know about it, pick up the phone and give us a call. 818-818-6401. You'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us, and you can win a prize. 818-818-6401. So, Jazz.
Yes.
When we were talking about dogs in the house and everything like that, one of our producers at one time had a blind dog.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog was actually able to, do extremely well in the house.
Yeah. You just can't really move things around.
Unless you want to be mean.
Yeah.
Because they have, a sense about them that they know their path around everything and...
Well, I mean, if they've been in the same environment, but they, there's companies that make these little halo things that...
Oh, I've seen those. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was a little strange looking, but...
It's functional. It keeps them from running into the corner of a wall and injuring their eye.
Right. Yeah. Sounds like a YouTube video or something.
What?
Them running into the wall.
Oh.
People take some things like that.
Yeah.
It's amazing what people put on...
I know.
...these sites. But...
Yeah, like that. He thought the couch was still up there, I bet.
Yeah, so they moved the couch, and...
Oh, there's a video. Yeah. That's hysterical.
It's not. That's sad.
No, but there's a video that Devin just showed where the dog was blind, and they moved the couch from the living room, and the dog still jumped as if to jump over the couch or onto
and
the couch.
And head-butted the wall, though.
Oh, I didn't see that part.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's why you chose. So we're going to give you this... We're going to go out to Tennessee. This is what it sounds like. So if you know what that is, you can win a prize. And we're going to go out to Key. Hey, Key, how you doing?
Doing all right.
Doing good? Are you familiar with that sound?
Yeah, it sounds like a raccoon to me.
Like a raccoon.
No soup for you!
Sorry, no soup for you. You are incorrect, Key.
No soup. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for taking a shot at it, though. So I could see that, though. I could see where he thought raccoon.
Especially
that was actually a better guess than a snake.
Well, I was being sarcastic.
Were you?
Yeah, I was. They don't make noises like that.
We're going
to
see.
They make enough noises to scare me in the woods.
But the weird part is that humans can't hear this.
Unless we can't hear it.
You can't, unless you have special instruments. We have a special instrument that has it sounding it right now. So, I've never heard one make this sound.
Okay. So wait, how would anybody guess that then, John?
Because they would know what the sound is. Or they'll just take a guess and they could be right.
Okay.
Lee. They'll guess that it's a snake.
Before Blondie calls us out, Lee, what do you think in Tennessee? What creature is that?
Is it a hamster?
You get nothing!
Oh, that was a little kid. Thank you for calling.
Sorry, Lee. That was wrong, but it was a good guess,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, that was a good guess.
That was a much closer guess, but try again later, Lee. That's Lee in Tennessee. This is Talkin' Pets. We'll be right back. We're going to take a break. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
I'm Devin Leach.
And that was Lee in Tennessee.
Calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure, we can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, this is Kimberly Elise here with PETA. Do you know what medicine can reverse heart disease, curb obesity, ward off cancer, and keep you going strong? Vegan food. That's right, what you eat. And it's never been easier. Stock your shelves with fruits, veggies, and grains. And try those veggie burgers and sausages you've seen on grocery store shelves. Live the healthy life you deserve. Go on, try it.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver? Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
A beautiful mother cat in Florida has been bypassed and overlooked since her arrival at a Brevard County animal shelter. The young cat, dubbed Cheese, was brought to a municipal shelter by a Good Samaritan. Cheese had kittens, and they have found homes, but she remains unwanted. This lovely young cat was transferred to the SPCA of Brevard with the hope that someone will see that she is worthy of joining a forever home. Her advocate writes, "Since her arrival, I've been told she is a sweet and friendly girl who just wants to be loved. She enjoys making biscuits and is friendly with the other cats at the shelter. When I personally interacted with her, she was hesitant at first, but eventually, over time, she warmed up to me when I extended my hand out, and she was exactly as the shelter described to me. Besties, Cheez-It is a sweetheart. Sadly, the world doesn't know about her yet. Cheez is at the SPCA of Brevard, patiently waiting to be adopted and loved. Her animal ID is BRV-A-20200. Her breed is a domestic short hair mix. She's a female at 10 pounds, and her age is 2 years. The location is SPCA of Brevard Cat Adoption Cage Room. Contact Ed at spcabrevard.com, or you can call them there at 321-567-3615. All inquiries about this cat, named Cheese, must be made directly to the shelter facility. Reporting, I'm John Patch. We'll be right back.
NASA scientists have found an asteroid named 2024 YR4, which might collide with Earth in 2032, posing a 1 in 83 chance of impact. The asteroid, measuring around 130 to 300 feet across, is too small to threaten the extinction of humankind, but experts warn that would cause massive destruction if it hits a major city. The impact would unleash an energy equivalent to 8 megatons of TNT, more than 500 times the power of an atomic bomb that obliterated Hiroshima, Japan. According to NASA, the scientific analysis of near-Earth asteroid designated 2024 YR4 indicates that it has more than 1% chance of impacting Earth on December 22nd, 2032, which also means there's about a 99% chance this asteroid will not impact. Such initial analysis will change over time as more observations are gathered. Currently, no other known large asteroids have an impact probability above 1%. Asteroid 2024 YR4 was first reported on December 27, 2024, to the Minor Planet Center, the International Clearinghouse for Small Body Positional Measurements by NASA-funded Asteroid Terrestrial Impact Last Alert System Station in Chile. The asteroid was estimated to be about 130 to 300 feet wide, caught astronomers' attention when it rose on the NASA automated Sentry risk list on December 31st, 2024. The Sentry list includes any known near-Earth asteroids that have a non-zero probability of impacting Earth in the future. There have been several objects in the past that have risen on the risk list and eventually dropped off as more data have come in. New observations may result in reassignment of the asteroid to zero as more data comes in. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets. I'm Jasmine the dog trainer.
Well, you can. I said, while you can join us, might be a big rock coming our way.
Oh, my God. It's like, great, more bad news.
There's a movie about that. Greenland, is it's called. It's about an asteroid.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw that one.
Yeah, I just saw it. It was actually pretty good.
It's okay.
It was good.
It was a little uneventful.
I don't think I saw that.
Tampa getting blown up by an asteroid was not eventful.
Yeah, well.
Someone
it was
said,
Tampa, wasn't it?
Tampa was the direct hit on the first one.
Yeah. Someone said at this point they wouldn't...
Everything happens in Tampa, though.
Someone said at this point they wouldn't be surprised if a dragon flew over their head outside. I feel the same.
No,
you do have dragons. They're called dragonflies.
I'm telling you,
an actual, like, peach dragon.
The way the world is and everything, I mean, I'm just waiting for those little green men to come down. I swear they already visited me once, but,
I mean, just they're flying, to they're flying around monitoring us. They've already admitted that's, you know.
That they're out there.
Yeah.
So, and so is this.
And it's watching you while you sleep.
It's very common.
It probably does.
They play and sleep together and communicate using high-frequency sounds that humans can't hear without special instruments. We're going to go out to Leba in Connecticut. Hey, Leba, how you doing?
Hey, great. And how are you doing?
We're doing good. Did you pass on my message to Christopher Rabbit?
Oh, wow. You need to get in contact with him because it's hard to reach him.
Yeah, no, it would definitely be great to have in mind. You know who Christopher Abbott is?
No.
So Leva's nephew is Christopher Abbott, and he is the star of Wolfman, the new movie that's in theaters right now.
Okay.
So yeah. I wanted to get him on the air and talk about Wolfman, but also see what it was like for him to be transformed into this creature.
Yeah,
And act like it, because he had to run as well. So there was a lot he had to do, but... What do you think, Leva? What is that animal sound?
It's not a wolf. Oh, my goodness. And take a wild guess. A squirrel.
A squirrel.
Stupid. A person below normal intelligence.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
John, you are so mean today.
That one is really mean. They're random buttons.
Yeah, it's a random button. Sorry, Leva.
You're hurting people's feelings in Tennessee now, Leba.
Children.
It's a button.
I have an urgent question about my cat, though.
Shoot.
My cat is not doing well right now. And he's not going to the... He's not making any BMs at all.
Oh, you got to take him to the vet.
Yeah.
Yeah, like...
How old is he?
He's 12 years old.
Well, he's up there, but they do live a lot longer than that at times. But, you know, 12, 13 is geriatric to a degree, but... yeah, there's no bowel movement on the cat at all. He's impacted, which might be constipation, but
it could be blockage.
Right, it could be caused by something blocked inside. So,
yeah.
And it's been that long, then yes, you definitely need to, because if it gets any worse, you don't want to puncture the intestine.
Well, and
because then the
septic.
Cat's going to become septic and die. So, Leva, take the cat to your vet and definitely have that looked into.
Okay.
Okie doke?
Okay.
I hope everything turns out okay.
Yeah, let us know how you make out with that.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you, darling. Good luck with that.
I love you, John.
Love you, too. That's my Leva. So, she was incorrect, too. But people, I would say the closest person to the size of the creature...
Was the kid.
Was Lee.
Yeah.
The kid that you just hurt his feelings completely.
I did not do that. It was the button. But Lee actually was the closest in size.
Lee, call back.
So
you can get a second guess.
Yes. John was mean to you. You deserve a second chance. And
it's
a third
mean,
and fourth
it's
chance.
A button. It's all in fun. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Call if you know what creature that is. And by the way, without companionship, this creature can become lonely, anxious, depressed, and stressed.
It's me!
I was actually going to say it, but it does sound like me,
too. You were
going
to say it was... Oh, I thought you were going to say it was me.
No, it definitely sounds like me.
Is that why you're being mean, John?
I know
it's the month.
Mean.
It's the month of love, and you're being mean to everybody.
It's not that time.
He said it's the month of love, Valentine's Day.
Oh, I thought you were talking about something else. So anyway, 818-818-6401... Pick up the phone, give us a call. We want to know what creature that is. I actually think they're kind of cute.
Blech.
No?
No.
They're cuter than their bigger kind of cousins or whatever.
No.
So, no, I'm not going to say it. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call if you know what that is. I think there's a children's story, I think. About the city one versus the country one.
Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of cartoon characters.
So what?
That won't give it away.
Yeah. What is it? 818-818-6401. You can win a prize if you know it. Come on. It's not that hard. And Lee in Tennessee was so close.
Call back Lee.
818-818-6401. That's the number to call. But when we were talking about... Would leave his cat. I mean, something like that. Once my brother became septic. My brother had the one that's in love with you. And
he has to mention that every time.
Yeah. So he was septic, and he almost died.
Oh, my gosh.
And with an animal like that, with the size of their bodies and everything like that, and they become septic, then after we get hit by a plane.
Please don't say that. I've had enough.
We're going to go out to New York, by the way, and we're going to talk with Anthony in Rome, New York. Hey, Anthony, how you doing?
Good, thanks. Yeah, that animal, that's a porpoise.
A porpoise?
Loser! You're a loser!
Absolutely.
How are you feeling? Sorry for yourself?
Oh, my gosh. That's a button that John pushes, and it's random.
With sure it is.
No.
Anthony, you're way off on the porpoise.
Oh, what's the porpoise of me being way off?
Did you call just to say that?
It's no, too big.
I got a dolph fin.
Uh, Okay. We love you, Anthony, but you're wrong.
Thank you for playing along, though.
So we're going to check with Davida because we're going off to a break real quick. Davida, what do you think? What is it? What creature makes that sound? Oh, wait. It wasn't Davida. She just changed her name.
Hung up.
Oh, we lost her. Okay, Davida, call back if you know what that is. Maybe she was going to say porpoise.
Oh.
Maybe that was her porpoise.
Maybe she heard the mean
call.
Maybe she heard the mean response and she was like, I don't want to be bullied today.
This one's for you.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
We're going to take a little break. We'll be right back. This is Talking Pets.
Tell me what happened. Oh, Jasmine.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Rootskris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup, plus relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkingpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
Is gold on a roll?
How about silver? Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
Above, you make my sad heart jump with joy. And when you're near, I just can't sit still a minute. I'm so, oh, Johnny, please tell me, dear.
My mom used to sing this to me.
Aw, that's cute.
But in the song, though, when it gets to the part of, like, you're not as handsome as could be.
She would skip
not
that part?
As handsome.
She would skip that part, or would she sing it to you?
She'd sing it louder.
She would usually sing the chorus to me. Thank you very much. So, we're going to go out. We have Lee on there from Tennessee. And hi, Lee. How you doing?
Hi. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Good. So, Lee, I'm going to give you this sound, but I want to tell Davida and Karen to hold on because I've got something for them if you're correct. So, this is the sound. What do you think, Lee?
Oh, my gosh. Is it a squirrel?
Will you keep your mouth shut and keep your eyes
oh,
open
goodness.
And maybe you'll learn something?
That one is so mean.
Sorry, Lee. You are incorrect.
Oh, hey, no. I can't wait to find out what it is.
It, like, gets tossed out, so whatever the button is, that's what goes, so... Well, I guess we're going to go to DaVita in San Diego. Lee, sorry.
We wanted you to call back so bad. Well, I did.
So, well, we're going to go out to San Diego and find out if DaVita. Hey, DaVita, do you know what this is?
My daddy helps me. Is it a mouse?
Is it a what?
A what?
A mouse.
Owl?
No, they said a mouse.
No, they said owl. Owl.
Mouse.
Oh, wait, what?
He's saying mouse.
Oh, you're saying mouse?
Yeah.
Oh.
My daddy helped me.
Hey.
Congratulations.
Good job.
John is nice.
You got it. Karen, don't hang up. I got a true false for you, Karen. But you are absolutely right. It was a mouse. And amazing, though, that we don't treat mice too well. But the thing is that they're very intelligent and very emotional creatures.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you want to go with, DaVita? Would you like, do you have cats or do you have dogs in the house? What do you have?
Dogs.
You have dogs? I've got the dog treats from Good Pets Foods. I can send those to you. I have the collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets. Also, we have a dog book, if you would like a book. Or I have a frog pendant.
Oh, yes. What? Yes, my daddy says the frog pendant, please.
The frog pendant? It's a frog, not a dog.
Yes.
Okay. We're gonna send out to you the frog pendant.
It's really cute.
It is cute. It's green in color. It's got these little diamond chips in it and everything like that. And you can wear it on your lapel.
Thank you.
Hold on and speak with Sydney there, DaVita, and we'll ship it out to you in San Diego. I'm holding it up to the camera if you're watching this on Facebook Live. But, we'll send that out to you. Congratulations, DaVita.
Good job. Thanks for calling and playing along.
Karen in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, WGNS country out there. And hi, Karen.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing good. I'm going to give you a true-false question. So this way you've got a 50-50 shot.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
Okay, Cats sweat only from the pads of their paws. True or false?
True.
Congratulations.
Good job.
Yep. That is, this is why your cat gets sweaty palms when it has to go to the vet, because it's sweaty. What do you want to go with there, Karen? What do you want to pick out?
I'll go with the dog treats.
You got the dog treats coming out to you from Good Pets Foods and the Daily Probiotics, the Hip and Joint Plus, and the multivitamins. So we'll ship those out to you, if you would, Karen, in Murfreesboro. Stay on the line and speak with Sydney, and she'll get your address, and we'll ship them right out to you. Thank you. That was Karen in Murfreesboro. She was right.
Look at you being nice, John. I'm so proud of you.
I can be nice. I'm not always.
He's only nice when people win.
Hey, they won, except for Lee. Poor Lee.
I know.
So, Lee, it was a mouse. A mouse.
I hope they'll call back when we have another,
Although I kept hearing owl. I don't know why.
You wanted to hear the wrong answer. That's why I was like, no, that's not what they said.
He was already ready to hit the button. He's like, yes.
Yeah. I mean, I could just hit the button anyway.
He was getting button happy.
He has like regret though when he hits the button. You just see it in his face. He's like, oh.
So close, yet such a nerd.
Well, those aren't as harsh. Some of the other ones were kind of strong, but it's all part of the game. It's all fun.
We should record your bird, the stuff that he says, and use those as the.
You know what I did in high school one time? Me and a couple of friends, we had the science fair. Do you ever have a science fair in high school?
Of course.
Yeah. So a lot of people had mice, in their projects, little white mice, and we felt bad for them.
Wait, why did they have them in the projects? What kind?
I guess they were doing some kind of. I don't know.
What kind of high school did you go to?
They had little white mice as like trial things or whatever for the science project. So we let them all go in school.
Oh.
I went to a private Catholic school. And one nun used to always fall asleep in her chair during class.
Mm-hmm.
And the little white mouse walked underneath the door into the classroom. We watched it climb up her leg. And she never woke up.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Well, it sounds like you were horrible in school.
No, I was actually a good boy in school.
Except for...
It was an animal in captivity. I just didn't want it, you know. I wasn't alone. I was just part of the... But we set them free. I don't know. Maybe it was bad. Yeah, I'm not condoning that, children.
Well, because, like, what was the plan? How were they going to eat? And...
You kind of starved them there.
Yeah.
I was a freshman in high school. I was like, what, 16 years old?
Wait, you
John backed into a corner over here. He's like,
I didn't even. Yes, I didn't even know anything at that age. Nowadays, they know everything. At least they think they do. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, they do think that.
Oh, I like this one. So, you know what this is from?
Sound of Music.
Oh, very good. Devin, do you know what this is from?
Sound of Music.
Okay, very good. I don't have to hit the
this bozo over here.
One of those.
I was in chorus and I was like really into musicals. I'm so
Still haven't watched it though. So
my cat, when I sing, she comes up and puts her paw on my face.
She wants you to stop.
I know, but I'm not going to. So, spay and neuter your pets, help control the pet population. Thanks for joining us in this hour of Talking Pets. Avidas and goodbye. Stop.
Yep, there she is.
She came right
she's
up
like,
with
hey,
the paw.
You're embarrassing us, Dad. That's what she's saying.
All right. Bye for now. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
I'm Devin Leach. Avidas and adieu to you and you.
The views and opinions expressed on Talking Pets are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.